Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. In our weekly Business of the Bakken segment, we talk with David Williams of Missouri River Resources. This Business of the Bakken feature is brought to you by The Crude Life Photography. When you've got a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life Photography. Email sales@thecrudelife.com. Crude Life Photography has done everything from photographing CEOs at corporate events to capturing an oil field worker on a well pad. Their professionalism and reputation grant them access to crude places, and their reliability produces award-winning photos. The Crude Life Photography, sales@thecrudelife.com. Email them today. That's sales@thecrudelife.com.
Where the nighttime lights earthen loud on the horizon, under the soft red glow of the wintertime city clouds.
Dave Williams.
All right, Dave, and you're with Missouri River Resources?
Correct.
Talk to me about Missouri River Resources.
Well, in the last couple of years, we've went from probably a very basic startup company to now where we're working with industry on the reservation, and we have about over 50 wells of working interest that we participate in, Marathon, Enerplus, Halcon, and other companies, Conoco. And then currently we are working on a very intricate project that we have spent a lot of time on, but we believe we can, accomplish it, is that we're going to be an operator in the Bakken for the first time in the history of our reservation.
Is that common for, and excuse my nativity, but for Native Americans, is that common? It's your tribe's first time, but
right.
are there others that...
Southern Ute.
Southern Utah?
Kind of set the standard, yep. Okay. Southern Ute.
Ute.
Yep, and then Navajo are probably the only two. There probably is maybe a few companies in Oklahoma that I'm not aware of, but it's unique. It takes a lot of tenacity. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm. To me, that sounds like generational empowerment. Is that what's happening here? I mean, being an operator, that's a whole new level.
It is a whole new level. Obviously, the cost per well is $8 to $10 million. Putting over 30 million into four wells, with the risk involved, it lends itself its issues of responsibility to the people. I don't take this lightheartedly. There's still a certain portion of our reservation that doesn't get royalties or doesn't benefit from the oil boom. So the company is designed for everyone, not just the people that are in the tribal building or on the tribal council. This company originally designed is to help the 14,000 members that are there.
And now this is three tribes?
Yes.
And which tribes are those?
Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara.
And where's the primary locations of your operations?
Well, probably in the western part of the reservation, down by the Mandaree area.
Mm-hmm.
Our first four wells that will be being drilled starting in probably February are called the Mandan, Hidatsa, Arikara, and Nation. So it's kind of symbolic that we've done that. And also our other 50 wells that we participate in are pretty much on the boundaries of the riverbed and the shoreline, as it is all tribal trust land.
How has the reservation taken this oil impact? Is it having positive, negative? Is it both? Are people embracing it? Are they?
It's both. We tend to try to understand exactly what's going on. And I try to look at the layman's point and the people that really, for some it's their first boom. I was in the boom in the late 70s and early 80s. I've currently now got, 20 years experience in the oil business. I know the good side, the revenue and the value that comes from getting the oil. But at the same time, and granted, even the state of North Dakota wasn't as ready as it should have been. And now we have the issues of, housing, roads, infrastructure, the influx of, crime. It's something that has to be solve together. When we start trying to solve this as separate entities, which is needed, but sometimes, you know, the big picture has to be taken into consideration, and knowing really what's going to happen, what do we want it to look like 20 years down the road? And I think if we take the broad picture and look at that and figure out exactly what we want to see, then it's easier to solve. Otherwise, you know, if you're just, you know, reacting, you know, to everyday life, it's tough if you do that.
You mentioned something about the oil boom had a very rapid pace. The infrastructure and some of the towns in western North Dakota got caught off guard. We're not ready for it. And I'm paraphrasing what you just said.
Yep.
Now, when I think of, say, the tribal land, I think of right away the Bureau of Land Management. And that ultimately is who you have to go through. Is that correct? Or explain that relationship, because I see more red tape, and I kind of wonder what's happening in, like, Newtown in terms of getting some of that infrastructure built and dealing with an extra set. Or maybe there's no red tape at all. I don't know.
Oh, well, no, there is. I mean, in the beginning, you know, in 2009, you know, to drill on federal lands, you know, there was a 49-step process. It took 9 months to get a drilling permit off the reservation. You know, it took a week. So we end up getting behind. The position of the Bureau of Indian Affairs in our relationships is still, you know, present as far as, you know, going to Washington, D.C. and knowing that they have to approve on all of the leases, you know. They're a fiduciary.
And that was David Williams with Missouri River Resources. To listen to the full-length interview or other Business of the Bakken interviews, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. And I'd like to take this opportunity to mention our sponsors once again: MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions, Montana RigMat, Montana's original RigMat company. Better mats, better prices. Montana RigMat. And the Crude Life. When you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact the Crude Life. We'd like to thank those sponsors for allowing this educational and informational program to continue. MBI Energy Services, Montana RigMat, and the Crude Life. Proud sponsors of Building the Bakken. And I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you folks to check out our website at buildingthebakken.com. In addition to this radio station right here, we have a number of other affiliates. With more than a dozen radio stations carrying Building the Bakken Radio, we are just as excited to announce the partnerships we have with a variety of print publications, from the Bismarck Tribune, the Dickinson Press, the Bakken Oil Business Journal, the Oil and Gas Monthly Magazine, and the Oil Man. Just to name a couple print publications where you can find Building the Bakken columns and articles throughout the United States. Once again, I invite you folks to check out our website, where we have those publications and radio stations linked up, along with past shows, past articles, as well as information on how to get us on iTunes. That's right, Building the Bakken is available on iTunes. Just one more place where you can find past shows of Building the Bakken. That's on iTunes. From the staff at Building the Bakken, we're asking you to make it a safe and sensational day. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you for listening to Building the Bakken.
Now there are days when I feel lost and separated. And every step I take falls on foreign ground. And I feel like going back to North Dakota. And take a job and find a wife and finally settle down. But right now.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.